Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me on this Wednesday morning in this new year of 2023. And I'm seeking to share things with you this week that will help you to make the most of this new year that we have before us. And my theme this week is remain firm in going forward. Today, I want to begin by reading to you from the words of the Apostle Paul, where Paul talked about forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Hallelujah. And just before we get into the teaching, I just want to share with you, Sue and I have exciting things in our heart for the things which are ahead. This is what Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Hey, we would like to have seen some of these things totally fulfilled and completed in 2022. It didn't happen, but we're not looking back. We're looking ahead and we're laying hold. We're reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Here's some of the things that we are anticipating and looking forward to. We have more books that we are going to publish and write. I am helping a businessman write a book of his life. It is an incredible story. It's going to bless a lot of people. We don't have a title for it yet, but I'll be telling you more about that. I'm also working on a book that I'm calling Knowing Jesus, Finding God. Boy, I am so stirred about this book, Knowing Jesus, Finding God. It is such a needed, because Jesus, his person is being so distorted today and diminished and reduced. And this book spells out clearly who Jesus really is and why he came to this earth. I am so excited about this book. Sue has other books she's working on. I've got books besides that one. Also, the Hyatt Institute. Hey, it's coming along really well. This is an online educational institute, an online Bible college, where people from anywhere in the world can access courses taught by me, taught by Sue, taught by certain friends of ours. It's going to be such an exciting thing. And we believe it's going to be up and running probably late spring of this year. Sue is excited about having more inductions into the Christian Women's Hall of Fame. Even though we moved out of the retail space we were in, the vision did not change. And so we're taking it online, and there we want to have a really quality website of the International Christian Women's Hall of Fame gallery, and where people from anywhere in the world, they can go and they can browse through and they can walk through virtually and see these women whose lives in history have changed the course of history. To facilitate this vision, this is something you can pray with us about. We need to move into a larger apartment. We need to move into a two-bedroom apartment so that one bedroom can facilitate. Right now, we are in a one-bedroom, and we are so crowded, and we're renting three storage spaces to deal with the overflow. So we're believing that this year, that in this same complex in which we live now, because God has given us favor here, and this is where he wants us to be, that there is going to be a two-bedroom that is going to open up that will help us to set up the studio. We have a brand new TriCaster that God provided for us, a $20,000 broadcast studio. TriCaster will do amazing things. Now, we plan to get it set up before we make this move, hopefully even this month of January. And so we will be back up broadcasting and streaming in the very near future. That's another thing this year. So the one thing you could pray about us about, that God will open up the right larger apartment so that we will have plenty of room for the studio and for office space. And Sue even wants to put up the displays from the International Christian Women's Hall of Fame. And so these are just a few of the things that that we're striving towards, that our focus is on, and that we're going after in this new year of 2023. And I want to thank everyone who has been a blessing to us, who's prayed for us, who has blessed us with financial gifts. Thank you so much. And if you would like to become a partner with us and pray for us on a regular basis and send a monthly offering, you can send it, you know, more regular if you want to, but send a monthly offering of any size. Hey, we would love to have you come on board and join your faith and your resources with us to see all these things and more come to pass in the coming new year. Hallelujah. So thank you very much. Now, I wanted to share that with you about personally what we're doing here at God's Word to Women and Hyde International Ministries. We're just totally excited about these things. Now, Paul said this. I want to leave this with you. He says, brethren, verse 13. Well, let's read verses 12 through 14. Philippians 4, 12 through 14. Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected. In other words, Paul says, I haven't arrived. My friends, you and I have not arrived. Nobody has arrived. I don't care who it is. They have not arrived. We are all on the growing edge. We're all striving and growing towards the likeness of Jesus Christ. Paul says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected or matured, but I press on. Now that word in the Greek, that word press on, is from the world of the hunter. And it means to pursue, to hunt down, to go after. It is an intense word. In other words, Paul is not just kind of nonchalant sitting around and waiting, well, I hope God comes through with something. No, he says, I press on. I am going after, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So he says, Christ Jesus has laid hold of me for a purpose. And now I am pursuing and laying hold of that very same purpose for which he has laid hold of me. Do you understand God's purpose for you? You see, when you understand his purpose for you, then you have a responsibility then to lay hold of that same purpose for which he has laid hold of you. He's laid hold of you. Now you're laying hold of him and his purpose. Wow, that is a winning combination. Verse 13, brothers and sisters, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, I haven't accomplished everything. I haven't completed God's purpose yet. And I think we could all say that we haven't completed God's purpose for us being on this earth yet. I haven't completed. Sue and I haven't completed our purpose yet. You haven't completed yours yet. Paul had not completed his. He says, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Now, he's not saying that he doesn't remember any pleasant memories. He's not saying that he's blocked out his past. No, we know even from Scripture, God told Israel to remember the rock from which you were hewn. And remember where I've brought you from. And yes, there are things that God would have us to remember. What Paul is saying here is, he's forgetting those things that are behind. He is not allowing the disappointments, he's not allowing those negative things of the past to control his life, because you see, Paul had done some really bad things. He had been involved in putting Christians to death. If he dwelled on those things, it could paralyze him with guilt and remorse, and how could I have ever done that? But my friends, you can't live in your past in that sense. Paul also, he had had a lot of bad things done to him. When he was trying to do good to people, he had been beaten. He had been jailed. In Lystra, he was stoned and drug out of the city and left lying, a bruised, bloody mess, left for dead. He had been shipwrecked. All kinds of situations he had been through. And so, you know, if he dwelled on those things of what people had done to him, he could become angry, he could become bitter, he could get into a place of self-pity. But no, Paul says, hey, I'm forgetting those things. I'm not living in the past. I'm not allowing the disappointments. I'm not allowing the things that looks like failures in the past. I'm not allowing those to define and determine my life. I'm forgetting those things and I'm reaching forward to what's out there in front of me. My friends, if we want to be successful in the kingdom of God, here is the recipe. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. You know why your car has a big windshield that allows you to see so much all around you? And then side windows so big that you can see so much, but especially the windshield, which allows you to look forward where you're going. But your rear view mirror is a very tiny mirror because you're not supposed to be focusing on looking at where you've been. Yeah, you need to be able to look back where you've been when you're driving. But your focus has got to be on where you're going. If you look too much in the rearview mirror, you're going to have a crash. And so your focus in life and in serving God has to be forward-looking. It has to be on where you are going, not where you have been. Oh, I am so excited about where we're going in 2023. I hope you will join us. Verse 14, I press. There's that word again, that intense word. I'm going after. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you today for that upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that there are good things, positive things, incredible things that await us in 2023 if we will let go of those things that would try to entangle us and hold us back. Those things of the past, Lord, we let them go. We forget them. And we turn our eyes forward. And Lord, we press onward to lay hold of all that you've laid hold of us for. We remain firm, O God, in going forward for your name's sake, for your glory. God bless you all. Look, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If I can be a blessing to you, stand in prayer with you for any reason, send me an email. It's there on my website. You're welcome to friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. If you do, let me know that you heard me on the Eddie Hyatt podcast, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.